And speaking of culinary delights, have you been delighted culinarily?
Well, you know I eat all the time, don't you? I'm a little bit of a foodie.
Yes, you're like every Malaysian I've ever met. Just do not get in the way of them and food.
I was actually very delighted when I bumped into, I just met this lady and I looked at her and I thought, I've seen you look so familiar. I must have seen you somewhere else before. And then she said, well, I'm Sathi's wife. So she's the wife of this year's MasterChef winner.
Oh, okay.
And she was on TV. That's why I'm like, that's why she looks so familiar. And she came to this event, brought her kids, brought her dog. I just learned that her husband's pop-up restaurant in Melbourne is only going to be on for another 2.5 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Before it folds. And
whereabouts
then,
is it?
The place is called Hawker, H-A-W-K-R. So if you Google that, it'll give you the right location.
It's somewhere
in the
city,
though. Yep, correct.
Right, okay. And I believe that Bunurong is going to be open with pop-up restaurants in November.
Right.
They had the Asian night market there, I think last year, maybe the year before as well.
Right. So is this
a
am
I saying the right word? Birrarung Ma, maybe, not Bunurong native people.
You're doing better than me.
Birrarung Ma, which is where that big giraffe-looking statue is.
Yeah.
Down on the city side of the Yarra. Now, you were telling me that you had a special treat in Dubai. You bought a package holiday
and you
were able to negotiate and do something that a lot of people are not able to do. Tell us.
And that's to have high tea in the Burj, you know, that famous yacht-like looking building.
Looks like a big sail, doesn't it?
In Dubai, it does.
Yeah. And you can't even go in there unless you're staying there.
No, it's very exclusive, super, I can't remember how much it costs, but super expensive to stay the night.
Yeah.
And it's got a helicopter landing
pad on it.
Pad
yeah,
right
you
at
can
the top.
See that, yeah.
So I saw a few coming and going.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. And normally, yeah, you can't get in really high security, etc. But because we were apart, we bought this package to stay in one of the connected hotels with the Burj.
Yeah.
And you get, in the package, you get a breakfast and another meal.
Yeah.
We just had to exchange one of the vouchers for one of the meals and just top it up with $30 US.
Okay.
And you got in.
So if you can't afford $1,000, say, a night.
Yeah. Well, even the high tea itself, it would have been 150 US at least.
Each?
Per person.
Whoa.
To do it. I think you can just do the high tea.
Right.
But that would be the cost.
So you bought your package through Luxury Escapes, you were telling me.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And they not only got you the hotel at a better than retail price, but they threw in these other things. They sort of organised
meals and
things.
Well, you kind of have to. They don't really organise. They just say, these are all the places you can go to.
Right.
And it's up to you to decide where you want to go to.
Within the
hotel group.
Okay.
Yeah. So you do have to make your own inquiries. And I don't know that even many of the people who did that package would have known about that you could do that at the Burj.
Yeah.
So that was, I think that was my husband's homework that sort of
That's fantastic.
Helped us out.
I can't top that, but I can give people who are in Melbourne a heads up on a really interesting little restaurant called Sons of Mary. Nothing to do with the Catholic Church.
Right.
But it's right near Gardenvale Station, which is in the Bayside suburb. And I think it's an old printing factory, something like that. So it's rustic when you go in, the exposed bricks and everything. But it's beautiful, simple cooking. I had a shoulder of lamb and root vegetables. They came in one of those oven-proof ramekin dish things, you know. And it was plenty for me. And my wife had, I'm trying to think what she had, but there were four of us. And a friend of ours, Tibby, he had barramundi, which he said was lovely. And I'm just trying to think what Leela had. She had like a seafood pasta.
Okay, sounds lovely.
And there were lots of mussels, prawns and stuff like that in it. She said she reckoned it was the best that she'd ever had.
Right.
So that was pretty good. And I did enjoy my lamb, and it had lovely sauce, jus, obviously off the slow-cooked lamb shoulder. And they gave us, you had a choice, or you could have both, at no charge, still or sparkling water.
Okay.
So they've obviously got a big machine out the back that's spitting out carbon dioxide water.
Well, I mean, it sounds like something you get off another menu somewhere else, but it must have been really good because it was memorable.
Oh, it was. And look, it was only the other week, but it was terrific and really did enjoy the night. Its restaurant doesn't take bookings, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But there's plenty of tables there, even outside. So this sort of time of year, you could possibly even sit outside and eat. But, yeah, if you're looking for good, plain, wholesome cooking, and it wasn't bad value. I think it was like about $40 a head.
Right.
So pretty good. We didn't have anything to drink, but, yeah. So there's little Sons of
Just
Mary,
sparkling.
Or you can go to the Burj if you've got an air ticket to Dubai. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.